Hello, everybody. So happy to be here. Great to see you. Sarah, the pattern on your shirt looks beautiful. Right, we'll give everyone a minute. All right. So I'm excited for today. We're going to have a coaching practicum, which is different than some of the practicums that we've already done together. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But before we get there, first, a couple of just little housekeeping pieces that I wanted to make sure that I mentioned. So, first of all, and I may have mentioned this next one already, but I always like to kind of throw it out there a couple times throughout the training. If you're working with a coaching partner in Sacred Depths, you start working with a coaching partner and it's a match made in heaven, and you do all of your sessions together and it's just perfect synergy and perfect timing for the both of you, and it's pure magic. And then other times, life happens for your partner or for you. Maybe it's not an exact match made in heaven, or things come up, schedules change, whatever it is. And that's life, right? And that's just kind of life being life. If that's the case for you, and you are looking for more coaching partner hours, they are here for you. I promise you, there are other people in the group that are looking for other coaching partner hours. Even if it's a match made in heaven with your coaching partner, you might want to also experience coaching other folks, different kinds of people, or different backgrounds, or different situations. And so I just want to continue to encourage you to get what you need through the program if you are looking for more coaching partner hours or extra coaching partner hours. Post in the Facebook group, connect directly with individuals that you sense would be a good fit, whatever it is. And it's always great to get more practice no matter what. Even back to the four levels of learning and processing, that somatic level or the body level of learning and processing, one aspect of it is practice, practicing a new skill or taking a new action or practicing a new habit. We're integrating that in our bodies when we do, right? So the more practice you get, the more you're activating that body level of learning and processing of all of the material that we're looking at. So that's one piece about coaching partners. The second piece I wanted to briefly mention is many of you have registered to go for certification. It's really exciting, and I've already heard from a number of you who have started working with your coach through the certification that you've been loving those sessions. There's still a little bit of time to decide to go for certification if you want to. And as I've said before, it's for some people, it's going to be really important. And then for other people, it's not going to be important at all. If you are the kind of person or practitioner where you know if you've kind of like checked all the boxes and you've gotten the outside validation or reflection and you've done all the things. If you know that that's something that is valuable for you to feel confident as you go out there, do outreach, et cetera, then certification might be something that's for you. If that's not your thing, then maybe not so much. The piece that I wanted to mention, though, is that I have heard, or Inval and Caitlin, as they've been checking in, have heard from a couple of people around, oh my gosh, certification feels so overwhelming. There's so much to do. And I just wanted to say a couple of pieces about that. So, first of all, almost everything that you would do to fulfill the requirements for certification are just what you would do to be a participant in the program, showing up for calls, doing the homework, etc. Those are the kind of the bigger pieces. And then, of course, there is the coaching partner hours, the extra practice hours on top of that, the submission of the recordings for reflection, and seeing if you're meeting the competencies. And what I just want to say is it is more work, but it is not a lot more work. So don't let the feeling, the intimidation of it get in your way. If you're feeling like you want to do certification, but you just kind of need help tackling all of the pieces, we can absolutely talk about that. You can create a blueprint for it as well. So that's certification. And then the other piece I wanted to mention is I love how, for those of us that are on Facebook, I love how we've been using the Facebook group. And I love how so many of you are coming together in lots of different ways, and connecting. And if you want, we could be using the Facebook group more. And as I said in our very first session, this is all led by you. So I am always thinking about you in between sessions and holding the energy, and holding you. And also, if you have questions that come up in between our training sessions, if it's about the, anything that we're covering, if it's a client case study, if it's even a question in your business, if it's a celebration that you want to share, a number of you have shared celebrations, if it's a place that you're struggling that you want to be seen in or want some journaling questions on for me or anyone else in the group, please use that space. I'm so happy to connect with you there. I'm so happy for the community to connect there. I know for myself, personally, I go through phases of not wanting to be on social media at all and in front of the screen any more than I have to. And then I go through other phases where I feel more engaged. But I just did want to remind you that that support is there for you in between our sessions. And I am really just so here to support you in any ways that you need. Elaine is saying in the chat, I thought I was doing certification to feel more secure and identifying as a coach. What I'm realizing is that it's compelling me to engage more actively with the material, yeah, and work more to integrate it. I'm so glad. And that is exactly the point too, is kind of like some guardrails and accountability around going deeper with the material. I'm glad you're sharing that. Any questions on anything that I've shared, either around coaching partners or certification or Facebook group? No? Okay. Okay, great. Last little piece. I think an email went out this morning from me about the next cohort of Sacred Depths, which is starting in July. If you know anybody that you sense would just love it and receive so much value, I would be so, so grateful if you let them know about your experience and shared with them about the program. And I'm more than happy to connect with them as well. And I know some of you have already sent some of your folks my way, and just thank you so much. Okay, so today I'm really excited about our session today. Today, one of you present here is going to coach someone else here. Yay! And we are going to, with full love and admiration, the rest of us are going to witness the coaching. It'll be about 25 minutes of coaching, and we're all going to take notes on what we're observing and witnessing and learning. We're going to take notes on all of the incredible coaching skills, coaching questions, reflections that we are noticing. We are going to take notes on things that happened that were like, wow, that was really amazing. I want to remember that. We're going to be taking notes on things that we might do differently if we were the coach or the practitioner in the session. And we're also going to be taking notes on questions that we might have for the volunteer coach on why they made that decision to ask that question or to go in that direction, etc. Our time together today is an opportunity for us to really, all of us, to really integrate everything that we've been learning so far in Sacred Depths, which of course we've been doing integration all along the way, but it's an opportunity for us to really integrate and look at energetics, to really integrate and look at listening skills. To really integrate and look at creating awareness skills, deep questioning skills, breakthrough questioning skills, and visioning and strategizing. There is so much benefit and opportunity to learn, go deeper in learning and integrate through observing and then unpacking. Which, by the way, again, you have a whole section in your member center on some coaching demos, where you can get more of that as well. The other piece about today is that for those of you that are going for certification, you're going to be submitting a final recording at the end of the program. For review, for team review, where we're going to be looking for each of the things that I just mentioned: energetics, listening, creating awareness, questioning skills, visioning skills, strategizing skills. So you submit a final recording, but between July 15th and end of August, you'll be submitting kind of a practice, a pre-recording for that to start to get initial feedback and deeper learning. So today is kind of like a nice mirror of what you'll be submitting over the summer. I know it can be a little scary to volunteer, especially to be the practitioner. We're not ready, as we still have a couple of minutes before we get there, but I just want to encourage you, if you're feeling called, to raise your hand. This is about not being criticized or judged. This is not about you needing to be your best and impress all of us at all. This is for everybody's learning, including your own. And what I can almost guarantee, like 99% guarantee, is by the time, if you do end up being the volunteer practitioner, by the time we're done today, you will feel really good and confident about yourself, even if you also have a part that's like having a little bit of a visibility hangover. Brenda, do you have a question on that? Is that why you're raising your hand? I'm not ready to take any volunteers yet.
I was volunteering.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I was going to say next is I'm not taking volunteers yet. And when I do, I'm going to like ask, I'm going to wait for whoever is feeling called to raise their hands. And then I'm just going to intuitively pick who I think would be the most helpful for all of us.
Got it.
But we're not there yet because before we get there, and thank you for like opening the pathway. I feel like you just broke the seal for us. So thank you. Before we get there, I want to take us through, this is a really good moment for us to do a little bit of an assessment. So let's start with energetics. So when you think about, we started the program off with energetics, I am whole and complete, you client are whole and complete, creating a container where there's vulnerability, and trust being created, looking at the energy that you're bringing to your client sessions, etc. So when you think about energetics and where you were when we started in February, and where you are now, take a moment and write down at least two or three pieces that you've really leaned into where you are just feel really happy and proud in terms of your energetics. And for those of you that are already seasoned practitioners and came into this program, already seasoned practitioners, I want you to really take a look at where things have shifted for you. And that might get into micro details, but the micro details can be just as powerful as the kind of the big sweeping things. Where have things shifted for you? Where have you moved forward with your energetics? Take a minute with that. Where have things shifted, moved forward? What do you want to honor and acknowledge around energetics? How you're holding containers. Energy follows energy, the energy that you're bringing. Annalise is saying really, really trusting in depth and in the process. Yes. And if I don't, then you see the resistance coming up. Yeah. That trust is huge. Who else? I'd love for you to share in the chat. We're going to move through all of this kind of quickly, but I still would love to hear a couple shares in the chat. Michaelyn's saying, I've brought my heart forward to center stage. Beautiful. Dave is saying, moving away from consulting into coaching, being more curious, creating the container of trust. Yes. Beautiful. Barbara's saying it's a more consistent focus, slowing down to pay closer attention. Oh, I just lost it. To pay closer attention to the subtleties. Yes, and inquiring from those nuances. Beautiful. Sophie Jane is saying getting the whole and complete at new levels. Yes, the equal playing field. Rhonda's saying really dropping into the you are whole and complete, and I am whole and complete. Yes, equal playing field. Erin is also saying cultivating my own energetics is a priority outside of client sessions, self-care and ritual. I love that too. AJ saying letting my intuition lead the connection versus feeling like I had to present myself in a certain way. Such freedom in that. All right. One other question on energetics. If there was a place that's your next edge for you in energetics, and a place of emerging learning for you where you know you'd like to improve or lean into a bit more when it comes to energetics, what would that be for you? What's one place of improvement or leaning into or going deeper when it comes to energetics, container holding, etc.? And it might be similar to the place that you're celebrating too, right? Wanting to go deeper there. Annalise is saying, making sure I connect deeply with myself before the session. Rhonda's saying defining the container more clearly. Yeah, in the client agreement and boundaries, expectations. Good. Sophie Jane is saying going deeper, having clear contracts and agreements before we begin. Good. Lane is saying embodying and cultivating the trust that the client knows best. Yeah. Good. These are all great. Marianne's saying being willing and more comfortable going deeper when there's an opportunity to support the client to explore emotions. Yes. Kelly's saying I've been seeing us all as whole and complete more profoundly. Yeah, beautiful. Good. All right, let's take a brief look at listening skills. What are one, two, three places when it comes to your listening skills that you really want to celebrate and own? Where have you leaned in more deeply if you're seasoned? Maybe you're checking your filters more often. Maybe you're listening with more presence. Maybe you're listening to your client and listening to your intuition at the same time, even more. And then, as you're considering that, also consider what's one place where you would like to go deeper at this point with your listening skills. So, what do you want to celebrate, and where's a place where you'd like to go deeper? I love these shares in the chat. Michaelyn's saying, I'm more relaxed and I'm also getting closer to being really clear on what it means to help a client move from A to B. Nice. Vlada's checking her filters more often and inserting myself way less. Carmen's finding yourself able to get out of your own head and your own filters and really listen and hear the client better. Kelly is listening more deeply to what's up in the present and what I'm holding in the vision for them, and then weaving them together. These are all beautiful. To be even more open to hear the other's truth and accept it as it is. Nice. Rhonda's saying, pausing the conversation to reiterate to the client what they just said. Yes, which is also a creating awareness skill, reflecting, but you need that listening first. Yes. Okay, we're gonna keep on. Oh, I'll read one or two more. Brenda's saying, I'm naming filters, at least to myself. That's huge. Yes. Cecil is saying, you're a naturally good listener. People feel listened to, have found the banks for the river of the client's words edge. Nice. Yes. Marianne is more attuned to the gap between what the client is saying and doing and then not do or not doing. Good. All right, let's take a brief little assessment of creating awareness skills. So remember, creating awareness was reflecting hard truths, mirroring, acknowledging, honoring what is, celebrating, sharing personal anecdote as ways of creating awareness. What are a couple of places where you've been able to really lean in and go deeper in terms of your creating awareness skills? What do you want to own and celebrate around that? Maybe you see a really beautiful difference in how you reflect truths while allow for clients' agency. Maybe you're seeing a shift in how you're able to really sit in the shadows with a client and honor and acknowledge the full experience, not just the love and light. Yeah, and in the chat, celebrations, yes. Bringing those celebrations to their attention. Yeah, asking questions to them to see what's worthy of celebration. Making more space for the client to verbalize the ahas and not jumping in. Nice. Where's an area of growth when it comes to creating awareness? Where's an area of growth for you? Where would you like to be conscious of a bit more? Vlada is able to sit with the shadows more readily without jumping into toxic positivity. Amazing. Growth edge for Kelly, speaking hard truths. Yep, still hard for me. So that's just great to be conscious and aware of, right? And to set intentions around and work on and then assess afterwards on it. And then what's, and also what's the inner work there to continue to be looking into? AJ saying celebrating, gaining confidence with the nuance of when and how to interrupt. Yes. And ask the client to say that again. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, we're getting into some questioning too. Okay, good. And then for now, let's take a, we've already started looking at questioning, but I'll just ask you directly, what's something you want to celebrate around your questioning skills? What's shifted over the last months? What do you want to honor there? Deva's using, am I getting this right? Beautiful, which is also a great creating awareness technique. Annalise's questions are simpler and more effective. AJ is saying a growth edge for creating awareness is tricky overthinkers that seem to be avoiding depth. In like a month or less, we're going to get to resistance archetypes, and we will definitely do a deeper dive on that one. Melissa's saying becoming more aware of what's necessary to know versus details for details' sake. These are great. All right, last question for now. Where would be a growth edge and a for you when it comes to questioning skills? Or where's your next growth edge? Where do you want to lean into next with your questioning? Maybe for you, it's asking more questions. Maybe it's about simplifying. Maybe it's about watching for the yes or no questions for you. Maybe it's about getting more precise in the language, using clients' language, and while also inserting new concepts, right? Different pieces that we've looked at. AJ saying slowing down. Yeah. The progression of the questions, leading them through a process. Randa's gonna try on some of the questions that she doesn't normally use from the sheet. Stretch yourself. Yeah. Good. All right. I'd love to hear voice to voice, and we have time for one or two shares. What are you seeing overall from this assessment? What are you no noticing just from this short little assessment that we're doing? Who wants to share? Randa.
When before we started this assessment, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I'm so far behind. There's so many things I don't feel like I've well mastered or even practiced enough yet. And then going through this, I'm realizing that there are things that I've actually tried on and it's provided clarity on where I really need to focus more attention to. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I know it's so that first place that you're talking about, like I haven't done enough and I have all like that's our normally that's most of our go-to places, right? It's just it's not there and I didn't do it. And so I'm so glad that through this exploration, it sounds like you're seeing what's worked, what hasn't worked. You are seeing ways that you've moved forward and then you're also honing in instead of like, oh my gosh, it's just everything to get better at. There's this place. And this place and this place.
Yeah, definitely. So that was awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Love to hear one more share. What are you seeing from this assessment? What are you noticing? Anyone want to share? Right. Well, I'll also just say this other piece, which is a continuation also of what Randa was just saying. Using assessments sometimes in our client work can be really helpful, right? Because as, again, as human beings, we have the tendency to be like, nothing is working. I have to work on all these things, or in order to get to where I want to go, there's 500 things that I have to do. And then it becomes overwhelming. It's very general, it's very broad. It's hard to move into action because we just think there's so much to do, and we haven't even identified the places. Doing an assessment can really support clients, number one, to celebrate, right? To see, like, oh my gosh, actually, there's a lot that's going well and there's movement that's happening and I have resource here. And then number two, it can help them gain clarity on, okay, now what are the next steps? Where's the next place to go? Okay, so all that being said, who would like to volunteer? I'll ask for volunteers for a practitioner coach first. And again, as I was sharing earlier, I'm gonna wait like half a minute to see who raises their hand. And then I'm gonna almost kind of like randomly pick just based on where intuition is leading me on what's gonna create the most learning for all of us. It's not, if I don't pick you, it's not because I don't love you or think that you're an amazing practitioner at all. So it'll be about 20, you'll have 25 minutes to coach your client who'd like to volunteer for that. All right, looks like we've got three takers. AJ, I'm gonna go with you. And Brenda and Michaelin, I think you would be awesome also, but just kind of going with it. And who'd like to be our volunteer client who's got something that they'd like to work on today? All right, Essie, let's go with you. So, thank you for our volunteers. And before we get started, AJ, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
So, for you, what is it that you want to be aware of? For yourself as you move into this session. So if you have an intention for yourself, what is it?
It is intuition and vulnerability, grounding and letting my mess be part of the process.
Intuition and vulnerability, grounding and letting your mess be part of the process. I love that. It's always nice as practitioners for us to set an intention for ourselves and our energetics as we go in. Okay, so in a minute, I'll let you get started with Essie. I'm going to hold time. You'll have 25 minutes. And again, for everybody, we want to be taking notes on what's going really well. What are we noticing in terms of those foundational? We didn't do an assessment on visioning and strategizing as well, but we'll include that in there. So, what are you noticing that's going really well on all of the foundational skills? What are some things that you might do differently? And then any questions that you're like, oh, I wonder why AJ asked that question or reflected that or went down that path. As you take notes also on what's going well, note, specific language that's being used, etc. I'm going to be taking notes too. All right, AJ and Essie, take it away.
Hello, Essie.
Hi.
I'm hoping to see you on my screen here and be able to connect with you. We have about 25 minutes, and I really appreciate you being here for this time with me. Before we get started, again, I just want to thank you and say I am here for whatever happens. If I ever come to a question or a line that doesn't feel great or feel right, please let me know that in any way. I'd like to start out just to hear from you what you would like to get from me today.
Cool, thank you. I'm working on shifting my frequency around abundance, and I'm just trying to work out what the next steps are because it's a big theme in my life, and I feel like there might be some practical things that I can pull to the front, and I'm just looking at what they might be.
Beautiful abundance. What does that mean to you?
I think to me, it means being able to live fully, from a really full cup, so that overflow can pour into other people's lives. The part that I specifically need to work on is financial abundance, because I've kind of always worked around that and thought somehow that the financial stuff wasn't important and somehow made the other stuff less, but I can see that's not right now. So I'm picking, unraveling, and trying to move into that.
Beautiful. I loved what you said about living with a full cup.
Yeah.
When you think about this financial abundance piece that you are working toward, is that sort of an acceptance or a knowledge, or I'm just trying to get a little bit more about that.
My sense is there's some generational inheritance that I guess I'm just completely, I don't have any reference points as to what it would be like to live in a sort of really financially secure way. And it almost feels like it would be an insult to the whole of my kind of family and the generations that came before to live like that, because their motto was always like, yeah, like money doesn't buy you happiness. And it's really like, although my brain is like, yeah, that's nonsense and doesn't serve people, on a really gut level, I have this real sort of, I think I was really taught to be proud of, in the UK, like what we would call like a working class sort of mentality, which is really akin to a poverty mentality.
I'm hearing that this is like deep and old for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just take it back a little ways into this childhood and generational learning and inheritance of these beliefs. In your childhood, in your upbringing, what are some of the not so much those sayings, what was actually said to you, but what are some of the feelings that you have around money and abundance in that time?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think I've had such a sense of just such a limited amount here. And if I give you a tiny little piece, you need to be incredibly grateful, incredibly aware that the little piece I'm giving you does not come from a place of abundance. And I'm going to have to sacrifice big time to give it to you. So you need to be so grateful for just a little tiny, tiny piece. And I've really noticed that recently. I've been really tuned in to noticing how there's been some people in our lives that, you know, are financially free and abundant, but it comes with this sort of frequency of just like, oh my gosh, of course, take that, child. Like, and it's a pleasure to give as a parent to children. And, you know, oh my gosh, yeah, you don't need to be like all bending over, grateful and, you know, feeling really bad. This is just like yours. I'm your parent. This is your child. This is yours. And it comes freely and with love. And there's loads more where that came from. Yes, yeah, so that's a really beautiful sort of energy that I've witnessed recently, that I was just like, wow, I don't have that sense in my body.
What I hear from that is both sort of your beginning experience and this beautiful example that you are witnessing. Is there a piece of that example that you want to share with your younger self?
Yeah, I mean, I can sense quite a lot of resistance there, and it definitely hooks into worthiness, I think. Like that, this sense that that's for some people and not for some other people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I have kind of, I can feel like there's many, many walls that are like, that's not for me. That's beautiful, but that's not for me.
Okay, let's take a body minute break if we can. I'll invite you to close your eyes if it feels comfortable to you. And sit up and shake out your shoulders. Take in a really big breath. If you want to raise your arms up over your head or stretch them out and shake out your hands and your fingers, let your breath out. Beautiful. Again, I want you to breathe in some of that abundance that you feel in your cup running over. Some energetic abundance. Breathe that in. That you know when you've worked. And see if you can breathe in some of that financial abundance is available. That beautiful feeling is part of living with a full cup. Tell me what that's bringing up for you.
I think in my body, a lot of sort of hardness, like maybe protection, but then sort of slightly detached from that, I kind of can visualize sort of like a sense of magic, and but it definitely feels dreamlike and not really connected to reality.
All right, let's take that again back to the what you started with, the living with a full cup. I really like this image. What would it feel like to you to live with a fully abundant financial cup?
awesome. It would feel it would feel fucking amazing. Yeah. I feel sort of all the stress and tension takes up a lot of energy that could be used really, really beautifully for other things. I can feel that stress probably contributes to feeling unwell sometimes, and maybe not even like my present situation, but like remnants of you know, just inherited stuff. So I feel like there'd be a lot of freedom and space for joy, but also for really pouring and sharing into other people's lives too.
Again, the cup running over into your community.
Yeah.
When you think about that wall, that you were feeling before, those some of the roadblocks, build that wall. Is that the kind of wall you're thinking of or feeling?
I think it's a wall of like messages and beliefs that were probably meant to protect me from the raw truth of life, like, but actually they're not serving me or anyone else. And actually I think hearing you reflect that back to me, I can see that it'd be really good to identify some of those personal beliefs that I'm holding on to. Because I think to just see them would almost be enough to see they don't align with who I am and the life I'm living.
Does that feel like a good thing you might journal on after our session?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. And with that, what are the beliefs that do align? What is a belief that you can come to that does align with the life that you're living and who you are now?
I feel like I can't even get to that. I feel like I've tried to work there so many times, but I feel like unless I identify all the little soldiers within me that are going, no, 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 like that's going to mess with you, that I can't access those aligned beliefs yet. I feel like they'll just, there's not room for them. Mm.
You want to talk to those? Let's talk to those soldiers. Those soldiers may be protecting you for sure. Mm-hmm. Right? You feel they've been sent there to protect you? Have protected you?
That was their intended job, yeah.
And have they? Are there places that they have protected you?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, as a child, before I could take agency over my life, yeah, they probably did serve me quite well. Yeah.
Do you have something you'd like to let them know?
Yeah, something that I always say to those parts of me is like, thank you so much for serving me like really well, but I can take it from here. Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah, that's quite powerful. Yeah, thank you for serving me like really well, but I can take it from here.
Yeah. Where would you like to take it from here?
I just sense there's like a lot of a lot of magic that I haven't experienced or allowed myself to experience. There's probably always been available, but I just couldn't like see it or receive it or entertain it. And so I kind of feel quite excited about that. I definitely have remnants of like, ooh, don't get too excited, you know, but now I can remember to say, yeah, I can see that. I can say thank you to that, those parts of me, and go slowly as well. It doesn't have to be, yeah, it can be a slow unfurling. Yeah.
I love what you said about magic.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty, like if I could share this, the beauty that I feel about magic is that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the soldiers can't see it because mm-hmm. they are trained to do one thing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Does magic, maybe magic has a role, as the word even, in a new belief or feeling that you'd like to carry forward?
I think it's a really, it's kind of like a really pure child-like interaction with the world, like mm-hmm. you know, before you've inherited difficult stuff maybe, and I don't think it ever really gets completely choked out. I think it's still there, but when I see children that have been given autonomy and choice and stuff like that, I see them just, yeah, just really up for the magic. They're just like, yeah, bring it on, come on then. And they don't feel ingratiated. They're just like, this is living. And it feels like that. It feels like that part of me has always been there, but it's just about integrating it back into yeah, myself really, or kind of, yeah, it feels like a detached piece of me that wants to just fully integrate again. Yeah.
Your highest childhood magical self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that feel like the outside part of you? Or is she in there?
Did you say, is she outside of me or is she in there?
Yeah.
That's a really interesting question. I'm not really sure. I feel like the core of that child is in here, and she's just like pulling the threads back in that have kind of been like, you know, like they've never gone, but she's just like pulling them outside of myself back into me so that I can really embody those things, embody mm-hmm. those ways of being in the world. Does that make sense?
Where did you feel that in your body?
Yeah, fully in my like heart, fully in my heart center. Like, yeah, it feels like it sort of almost feels like my heart's been beating on like half. It's possibility, and it feels like as I pull those pieces back in, it can kind of like be even louder and fuller, and yeah.
I want to invite you to put your hands on your heart, fully in your heart. And let that magical child do the work. What does the child want today, Essie, to know about magic?
Just that I'll play, just that I'm up for it. We'll give it a go, be curious, adventure, and explore that. That's, yeah.
Does she have a sense of the financial abundance and magic that to share?
Yeah, it feels like that's just like not a separate thing. That's just about living. It's not really something. That's just part of living. And rather than it's something you have to go and get, it's just, it's already there, kind of. But that sounds a bit strange, but it feels like, I'm not sure if that's some weird spiritual thing I've heard somewhere, but it feels more that it's just part of living life. It's not necessarily something. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I mean by that.
Mm.
I think some of those soldiers came into play there, a bit like, hey, don't get too excited. Yeah. But it feels like it could be a really beautiful dance between the soldiers, the child, and it's just kind of like, it's a journey we've begun, a dance that we've begun, which is really cool to have started it. Yeah.
Beautiful. I don't know where we are on the time here, but I want to honor that.
You've got a minute. You're at time.
Perfect. I want to honor that and I love I would love to see the journey and the play that the child and the soldiers dance together forward with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me what is feeling strong for you and what is it that you are taking away from our session?
I think the thing I'm taking away is this truth that seems to cut through everything is that everyone has the right to be a child, and that's all this part of me wants to be. Which is super cool, because then it's not like this set of people deserve it, this set of people don't, this people can have it, this people, it's just like everyone is a child and let's just see what happens. Everyone can be everyone has that child part. Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. thank you for taking this time and being open and vulnerable.
Thanks so much.
Yay! Let's all just honor and celebrate. Awesome coaching. Thank you also, Essie, for your vulnerability. So beautiful all around. Let me just do one tech piece here. Give me 1 second. I pinned you and now I can't find you to unpin you, AJ. So hold on 1 sec. It's so weird. Oh, here. Okay. All right. Yay. So I took lots of notes. I hope you all did too. I want to hear from all of you, but first I want to hear just first briefly from AJ. What's one thing that you really want to celebrate from the coaching that you just did?
I want to celebrate doing that in public.
It took a lot of courage.
Safe public. And I want to thank everybody for being that. And you and Joanna. And I want to celebrate that your intuition in sort of putting this.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe that Essie came forward with a money question and issue. That's what I was saying before. I just picked from my intuition and it just came together so beautifully. Yes. And I want to hear, aside from the courage, what's one thing you really want to celebrate from the coaching?
Checking my filters. I really want to celebrate checking my filters on money and abundance and what that means to anyone.
Beautiful. Nice. Really, really nice. Good. And so now I'd like to hear from others in the group. First question, what did you notice was just really brilliant? What went really well? What are some of the questions, pieces, skills that you want to note for us and for our learning? Essie.
Well, I personally found it that wasn't an easy I don't think that was an easy thing that I brought forward, AJ, and I feel like you handled it with real sensitivity and curiosity, and the way you paused and allowed things, and you know, that's a huge, huge thing in my life. And yet in 25 minutes, you managed to like give me something. And that is, that was pretty cool. So thank you. And the love as well. I felt very, very loved and very safe and okay. And it didn't really matter. I wasn't really expecting to really go anywhere with it, but like I felt really, really loved and I actually did go somewhere. So yeah, that was super cool. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Such beautiful energetics, the presence, the curiosity, the holding, the pacing. AJ didn't always rush in to speak. She allowed for silence, and then Essie would continue from there, just a brief reflection and continue from there. And then you could feel the love, you could feel it through the words, but also the look on AJ's face. Great. Who else? What else did you notice worked really, really well? Who wants to share? Raise your hand. Nell.
I loved how AJ brought it back to the image of the full cup. When Essie talked about, you know, sharing into other people's lives and stuff. So just the image of bringing it back to that full cup. And then she said, like, what would that feel like to you? And that's when she like felt it in her heart. And you could really see that that was a powerful moment. I thought that was really...
Yeah, absolutely. In a couple of places, AJ really hooked on to some of the imagery that Essie shared and went deeper with it, with the soldiers as well, and the wall, and then really a lot of beautiful activating body level of learning, heart level of learning in there. Yes. Good. Sophie Jane.
Oh, there was this great moment where Essie said something and the conversation could easily have just moved on. But AJ, you said, say it again.
Yes.
And it was so simple and it was directive, it was strong. And it was like you brought this gravitas of like something just happened. And then Essie was able to, oh yeah, this. And then Essie said it again. It was a really beautiful moment. And I felt it was not tough love, but yeah, just like clear, bold direction that you were holding, Essie, and holding on to the truth of it. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It was when Essie said to the soldiers, thank you for serving me, but I can take it from here. And that was such an important moment. And just that say it again, you could even as we were watching Essie, you could see she was taking it in a deeper way. That is a way of creating deeper awareness for the client of what they just said. You could have gone even deeper if you wanted to, and there was no need, but you know, I'm Virgo nitpicky. I'm gonna just like throw out lots of different things for all of our consideration. The say it again and feel that in your body. That thank you for serving me, but I can take it from here. Good. Kelly.
I was just peeking at my notes and I found a number of little things that were really important, and a couple of which were just mentioned. But I think the thing that's actually really standing out for me is that it felt like AJ was really matching Essie's energy and coming into, there was a real gentleness to it with Sophie Jane said, like it was strong. And I was like, yeah, but it was so gentle. And it was, and Essie's energy, like she was speaking of this really, like tapping in with this child part of herself. And it felt very tender and sweet when she was talking about watching other children. There was something very magical about it, which AJ then brought back the magic piece later. But it felt to me that she was both matching her energy. The word that keeps coming is gentle, and it was like just right for what Essie was needing in that space to have her like magical child come forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Such beautiful energetics and matching of energy. And also energy following energy, those pausing moments in the, yes. Melissa.
Yeah, I just want to say from like a higher level view, I really liked how AJ he took her time in order to bring herself in and her own intuition rather than asking standard canned questions that might be the right thing to ask but are very less organic. And as a result of this, like she her own voice came out, and she was I just loved the way it was almost I had images of the Nutcracker ballet of the toy soldiers and the child in this dance. And she was able to carry the metaphor through the coaching with the like the free and magical child that's inside before the time of the conditioning happened and the bubble burst, and have her that child, you know, play with the soldiers. And all of that, like at its root, was, you know, finding the limiting belief and the fear and then replacing it with something higher. But she didn't put it in those kind of stock coach words. It was poetic. So that's what I was like kind of like and fascinated by. It was just happened in the moment, which was so beautiful.
Yeah, I love that observation. And AJ's original intention was to be in her intuition. That was one of the pieces. Yeah, and just like the imagery really allowed for so many of the awarenesses to be created and following that imagery. Good, Diva.
I loved the use of questions, and particularly the last one at the end. Is magic a new belief or word that you would like to carry forward? I felt like that really kind of brought things full circle in a beautiful way.
Yeah, absolutely. Great questions. And that last one that you're mentioning, I want to point out to everyone, that's a yes or no question used in such a powerful way. Remember, when a client is ready to affirm a decision, a yes or no question can just be so powerful, right? And allowed Essie to affirm that, yes, I want to move forward with the magic. Good. Jolly.
I really loved how there was a part in early on in the session where Essie was saying, I'm feeling resistance. There are walls here. And it was really interesting because AJ, at that moment, you went, right, let's take a pause. Let's take a body pause. I loved that. Let's take a body pause. Let's shake it all out. And it was so interesting because at that moment, I think my instinct would have been to go for, well, what do those walls look like? But instead, what you did was you shifted her energy so that she could get some perspective on the walls, or at least that's what it felt like to me, which I just thought was ingenious. Because you did come back, what do those walls look like? And she's like, oh, they're walls of beliefs and messages that no longer serve me. So I loved how you came back to it, but that there was this shifting of energy, if you will, that to me was magical. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that was a moment that I noted as well. And I want to talk about it too, in terms of, and like we always say, every session, it's an art, not a science. And there's so many roads, and they absolutely got to such an important place for Essie at the end. And yes, what you're saying, kind of that taking that bigger picture. And I do also wonder, because Essie was asking a couple, you know, in different ways to identify some of those limiting beliefs. And AJ, that's a question that I had for you. It felt like you were avoiding that a little bit. I wasn't sure if you were avoiding it on purpose or you're like, you can journal about that later. But Essie did have the impulse to identify some of those beliefs that were making up the wall. And you absolutely got to a great place regardless, but I do wonder if it would have served the client to get to name some of those places a little bit more, those beliefs a little bit more. And so AJ, that's a question that I have for you. Were you on purpose not going there, or was there another reason in the choices?
Yeah, what I heard through that is that Essie has done a lot of that work, has thought about those a lot. She kind of rattled off some of those beliefs, like there's a cognitive level awareness of them. And I forgot where the question started. Oh, that then what I wanted to go for was the feelings that she had around it rather than the messages, the word messages.
Yeah.
So that was a conscious choice, because the way that Essie was saying those messages and those beliefs felt like they were very, very up here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and she did set that intention to work on the frequency. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's great. That makes so much sense. And again, what I'm saying always isn't the truth with a capital T. It's just suggestions. I do wonder then, even if at the end of the session, giving her some specific homework around those cognitive pieces, it's still probably, I think it still might be helpful to see if there's more unpacking around those beliefs that might
right. And happen. I kind of meant to go back to that journaling assignment that I had given in the middle of the session. And I didn't have a good note about it. Like I couldn't.
And you only had 25 minutes.
It didn't come to mind. Like, what did I tell you to journal on before? What did we agree on already that I want to reiterate now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that's just a good thing for you to know, to make a note. And yeah. If you run out of time at the end of the session on something like that too, you can also always share in an email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Sophie has a question in the chat. I found myself wanting to get practical. Are there opportunities for more financial abundance to enter your world right now? How could you open up to them more, to get more into the actual detail of how this pattern was showing up? Absolutely. That would have been another pathway to go down. So again, there's not just one pathway that's going to get a client to where they want to be. And we're all unique in our perspectives and in our filters, even as we're checking them, right? And so and that's one of the things I love about coaching is there's not just one way. Many roads lead to Rome.
Okay. Can I say that I consciously avoided that that realm because that's kind of my, my default as a money coach and a budget coach is like the practicality of money. And I didn't feel like that's the kind of coaching that we were doing. Like it was, I filtered out a part of myself.
So I love that you checked that filter. What I will say, and again, everything I'm making is suggestions, is in the end, it could have been helpful to come back to that practical lens with the new energy and belief that Essie had found through the coaching. So towards the end, to say, okay, now if we take this new belief that magic is possible and it's there, right? She was saying it's there. You don't have, where do you see an opportunity for financial growth that you haven't seen before? Or what is a step, an outer step that you would like to take from this magical child place when it comes to your finances? So you get a little bit more into that strategy. I know that we have only a few minutes left. We'll probably go a couple minutes over two for those of you that are able to stay. If not, you can listen to the recording. Do you want to hear a little bit more about what you might have done differently? And then I'll share a couple of other pieces too, again, from my nitpicky Virgo, even though it was amazing, amazing work. But what's something that someone else would have done differently? Nell.
I probably would have wanted to press more about, her feelings of worthiness and why abundance is not for her, those beliefs and, who is abundance for then? And, to me, it seems so clear, like, God, if everybody who had abundance was as good a person as her, we didn't live in a wonderful place, So I'd want to kind of examine that and bring awareness.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That could have been, and again, more than one path to get, but that could have been a great, great path to go down to. Issa.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Essie. This is awesome to see. I think one of the things I wrote down is I love the imagery of the wall of beliefs. And in my mind, I was thinking of basically bricks with little sayings and beliefs on them. And I think I would have had Essie to imagine what it would be like to create an entrance through the wall by taking the piece, each brick, by going over, well, what is the first belief that catches your eye that's written on this wall? And what would it feel like to hold that brick and toss it aside and do that with each belief to create like a portal through the wall? I really love like visualization and meditations, that sort of thing. So that's probably how I would have approached it.
I love that. That's another great pathway. And as you're sharing, Issa, I just love it so much. And the visual, I'll just toss this out again, just for brainstorming for everybody. That also could be an extended homework assignment. So as you were talking, I was seeing a two-part homework assignment. So the first part is to actually draw the wall with the bricks and write those beliefs, those old beliefs. And then part two of the assignment would be to cross out a belief and write the higher wisdom of that belief, and then cross out the next belief. So also bringing in that spirit level, the higher wisdom, working with the beliefs, all of that. Beautiful. Lane.
I wanted to say I really liked, AJ, the way you created a space of safety at the very, very beginning before you even asked about Essie's intention. I really thought that that created a really powerful, secure container for her. And yeah, I just wanted to say how much I appreciated that. I really felt my...
Let me stop you there for a moment. Sorry, Elaine. Yes, 100%. And I want to repeat the words, or vaguely the words that AJ used for that, because it was so, so beautiful and exactly what you're saying. She said, please let me know if something I say doesn't feel right. It was just such a beautiful way of creating that equal playing field and that container. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Lane.
I really felt my filters coming up in this conversation, in the sense that I grew up in an environment of scarcity. And so what was coming up for me, and I don't know if the filter is serving or taking away, is how much strength it takes to create a new pattern when this pattern is generations old. Yeah. Yeah. And then just underlying that wish is so much generosity. The last thing Essie said was that everyone has permission to be a child, and under that is so much generosity. So I just thought that was, I might have explored a little bit in that direction.
Absolutely. I made a note of that as well. There was this moment with the, just trying to see what I wrote down. Anyway, so what Lane is saying, there was this moment where I felt like there could have been a deeper acknowledgement of this has been in your family for generations, and it is just so incredible and courageous and says so much about you and where you're at in your evolution, that you're ready to break this pattern and to find a new frequency. So yeah, it was all in there, but just to like take that extra space to really acknowledge that, how incredible that is to even want to find that new frequency considering the history. Kelly.
I'm loving all of this input and also just the kind of magic arising in this space, both through what AJ created and Essie brought and all of the comments. Like, it's just sparking so many things. But I think the things that I wrote down that I would have done differently are one, and it's a little bit aligned with what Issa did, though I love her image so much, which is just, it sounds like there's a contract there. Like, this is the contract that you've been living by. And like, how do we shift the contract? So doing like new contract writing. And it was, I love the wall imagery. So using that, I would totally, I'm writing down your idea, Issa. but using the concept of creating the new contract and what wants to be created and doing some of that in this space energetically, but also giving homework around it. And then the other piece that I would say is, because it is so hard to sort of move, to Lane's point, like from this old generational pattern to a new one, is I just kept hearing or like sensing that it was important to bridge the pieces through acknowledging the strengths in what's been created in the contracts that currently exist and that she's operating under, because there's actually that beautiful appreciation. And it was, I was feeling this from Essie so much, this really beautiful, magical child like quality around the deep appreciation that came from the place of appreciate the crumbs. But when you step into a place of appreciating the abundance and stepping into it, it's like it lights, it just became very sparkly in my mind. And so it was like, oh, Essie, you can light up the world with your appreciation. And how does that call in more and create more and cultivate more of that as well? So those were the things that I thought of.
Yeah, really, really nice. And on that last piece, where I do want to comment is, AJ was acknowledging that. I don't even know if you realize you were, AJ, with the expression on your face. You lit up.
Yeah.
When Essie was talking about that, there was that acknowledgement through the expression of your face. And I was also wanting you to verbalize that too. Like, oh my gosh, I could see that you were moved from it. And I wanted you to say that to her, like, how that's so powerful, or I'm getting chills, or I can feel that energy too. Good, Jolly.
One thing that I'm really appreciating from the coaching buddy sessions is how you know what you said before about all roads lead to Rome. I could see myself being attracted to different pieces of what Essie was sharing. And for me, the bits that stood out were when she was saying quite early on, I kind of feel like maybe this has something to do with worthiness. And then she would talk about how, but it feels detached. I can't sense it in my body. But then she came up with this beautiful, I feel like this child who's like pulling the threads in. And I had this image of almost like, you know, the little girl pulling all the balloons or something. I don't know. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It was just so beautiful. And I think that's, for me, naturally a path that I would have gone down just because it attracted me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a path. Or there could have been homework around that to come back to that feeling of the pulling strings and more like what that magical child wants you to know and going deeper that way. Yeah. I know we're at time. I want to get just a couple of other last pieces in. If you can hang out, great. If not, you can come back and listen to the recording. And again, AJ, are you still here? You are still here, AJ. Like such amazing work. And I keep on saying, I'm just getting to like nitpicky pieces because I know we're all here for the, like all of it. In the beginning, when you asked for intentions, you said, wait, I'm on the wrong page here. What would you like to get from me today? Right. Just watch that. What is it that you'd like to, cause it's your work together. I'm just seeing what we haven't. Oh, in the intention, Essie used the word, and I don't remember the exact words she used, the phrasing, but she said she wanted to shift her frequency about it. And that is one of those words that you could have come back to a bit more. You were getting at it in different ways, feeling and energy, and she definitely got it, but that was like a particular word that the client used. She shared that was her intention, and so I would have kind of brought that back in a bit more. Let me see, what else didn't we mention here? A beautiful moment of creating awareness when you said the magic is out there, but the soldiers can't see it because they're trained to do just one thing. I thought that was just a beautiful creating awareness moment. And you didn't need to take it further, but at some point you could have circled back to, so what is a different or better way that the soldiers can protect you now? How can we use them in a different way now? Because we don't want to get rid of the soldiers altogether, right? They're there for a reason. So let's give them a better job, a better way of protecting. And then the only other piece I'll share is, towards the end, when Essie was saying, oh, this, it's just part of living life. Like abundance is just, it's there. And then she was started to like talk herself out of it a little bit. Maybe it's the soldiers or this and that. I think you may have given her a little bit too much space to she started to talk herself out of it. If it were me, like when she said that, I would have given a full body yes. Like, yes. right? Because that's the higher, that's the new higher wisdom that was coming through, right? And where do you feel that in your body? And I would have made that connection. Like, this is the new paradigm. The old paradigm is that it wasn't, the abundance wasn't there for everybody. And it isn't, it's so hard to get. And here it's like, it's just here for everyone. Like you just stepped into that new paradigm with that magical child in tow. So I may have just kind of deepened that moment a little bit more. Overall, amazing, amazing work. I know we're already 10 minutes over, so I'll end us for here, but I'd love just for everybody, before you move on with your day, to jot down what your biggest takeaway is from our time today. I'd love for you to share it in the Facebook group. A huge thank you again to Essie and to AJ and just to all of you for holding the space. All of us held it together, and for all of your insights. I hope that you learned a lot today, and I'll see you all really soon. Have a great rest of your day.